You're listening to SBS News.
Nujaima Avdic works as a full-time studios and equipment manager, servicing the photography and video industry in Sydney. While pregnant 2 years ago, she got some unexpected news.
This was 2020, the first year of the pandemic, and I was 8 months pregnant. When I was promoted to a more senior managerial role, which took me by great surprise. From there, I took 9 months maternity leave to spend with my daughter, which I really appreciated. And from there, I returned to work part-time, initially 3 days a week, and when she was 1 year old, I put her into childcare so that I could work full-time.
The decision to promote her and give her a pay rise right before she went on maternity leave changed her relationship with work, and it allowed her to spend time navigating the new world of motherhood with less stress.
To be offered a stepping stone, the next stepping stone in my career, was amazing because I could take that time off, I could go on maternity leave, be with my daughter and be safe in the knowledge that I had a great job to come back to and that I was valued by my company. I mean, in fact, I didn't just return to a great job, I came back to an even better position than when I had left. And to me, that makes me feel like I'm one of the lucky ones.
While Nujaima's maternity leave ended with a promotion, other women have had a totally different experience. Karen Wallace was on maternity leave when she was told she was in a redundancy pool due to a restructure.
My little one was about 9 months old. I was, you know, just starting to think about going back to work. That was due in early October. So I was just in that getting set up for daycare and the like, and all of those changes that happen. And at the same time, my little one was quite sick. We'd had a few hospital visits. And then on the Monday, mid-August, I had a phone call from my manager saying, I need you to join a team video conference at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And straight away that rang alarm bells.
She was eventually made redundant, but did not pursue a complaint to her employer, NBN Co or Fair Work.
At the time, NBN was trying to reduce staff. It was coming to the end of the build of NBN, so they were trying to streamline the head office, look at, you know, multi-skilling people rather than having specialists across areas. And so, yeah, like it was a, you can understand, but also you weren't ever given an explicit, this is why you're losing your job.
Karen says the process exacerbated her postnatal depression and impacted her confidence.
I would have liked for there to be a bit more humanity in the process. I understand that there was an organisational restructure going on, but being at home, you're disconnected from the workplace. You're already in really unfamiliar territory, trying to learn how to be a mum for the first time. And then to be cast out with what felt like no support from the organisation I'd given 8 years of my life to was really hard. And while they offered outplacement services, I needed more than the transactional process.
In a statement, NBN Co referred to its policies and procedures, saying that they recognise the impact redundancy has on employees and that it offers a support framework to ensure they are treated with respect and dignity. Helen Daly-Fisher is a convener for the Equality Rights Alliance and says there's still a view in workplaces that childcare is a woman's job, leading to discrimination through unconscious bias.
The big problem we have with situations where somebody is made redundant or experiences some other detriment when they come back from looking after a child or a baby is that it's really hard to tell whether or not the person is experiencing discrimination or not. You can have quite genuine redundancies occurring where, you know, the person genuinely no longer has a job. But there's always a risk sitting there that unconscious bias is affecting the decision about who is losing their job. The person who is off caring for a child isn't in the workplace proving themselves. And then you have managers making decisions about which person within a particular class of employees should be made redundant, who might be starting to experience the effects of unconscious bias, where they are thinking to themselves that the work done by a woman is not actually as good as the work done by a man. It's an unconscious process. People aren't aware that they're doing it.
Ms. Daly-Fisher says one solution to the problem lies with men.
One of the ways to deal with that problem of unconscious bias is to start to address the idea that childcare is something that only women do. We need more men to be taking paid parental leave. At the moment, only 12% of everybody taking paid parental leave is a bloke. We need that to change because otherwise employers are always going to see women as a bit of a liability because they have children to care for. It takes two to tango. Frankly, dads should be pulling their weight.
The president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, says Australia's parental leave system needs work and that there are examples in other countries that show that when men take as much time off as women, there's less discrimination and bias.
Well, because we know the experience of women at work and women with children, mothers at work, is one that we don't have the right safeguards and right protections and the right culture in place to make sure that we recognise and appreciate that being able to stop work, have a child and come back should be something that we support at work rather than make it harder for working women. So many women's experience is that it's frowned upon when they get pregnant, when they say that they're going to be on parental leave. And we don't have a system where men and women equally share parental leave. In countries in the world where there's equal entitlements, it actually helps this issue of discrimination because men get access to better paid parental leave as well. It's shared more equally between women and men, and there's less discrimination against women as a result. So we need to improve paid parental leave. We need to make sure those rights are clear, and we should make sure that as well as women, men are able to access paid parental leave too.
Diana Damjanovic, SBS News.